Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Evening, Shifu.
How are you all today? The rest of the students, please turn on your webcam. Okay, so let's get started. Share the screen. So it's not here. Previous week. 世尊，如来所说三千大千世界，即非世界，是名世界。所以，何以故？若世界实有者，则是一合相；如来说一合相，则非一合相，是名一合相。须菩提。 一合相者，则是不可说；但凡夫之人，贪着其事。 So continuing from the previous week. So the previous week talk about 微尘众. Lu raised the hand. Anything? Your handphone, somehow your handphone has no what do you call that? Has no. You didn't allow the webcam and you need to enable your webcam and your mic. Okay, but anyway, we continue with the class. So let's take a look at my teacher's explanation. 这底下说三千大千世界不可得。So the earlier section talk about the particles, that if we were to get the tricosm world system and break it down into particles, that even the particles is just named particle, it's not really existent substantial particle. So over here, 这底下说三千大千世界不可得. So below it talk about how the billion world system are all also not substantial for us to actually obtain, not obtainable, 不可得. 指佛现化身相所居住的地点. So this referring to the place, the locality. In which the Buddha's manifested body is residing in. That even that place is what? 也是不真实毕竟空. That it is also unreal, that it is empty, that is empty in nature. 世尊，如来所说三千大千世界，即非世界，是名世界。 So this is the verse itself. 佛说此三千大千世界也是因缘有的. So the so-called billion world system, the 三千 is so 1,000 world system. Then 1,000 of that is is a medium. Then another 1,000 is a billion. 1,000 million then billion. So a billion world system. So when the Buddhas refer to the 1,000 cube billion world system, it's also what kind of world system? It's also dependent on conditions. So it exists, not that it doesn't exist, but it exists dependent on conditions. 因缘有即是即性空. 因缘有即是即是自性空. So when it is dependent arising existent, then it is empty in nature. That is self-nature is emptiness. So 自性空里没有世界可得. So, and within the emptiness, yeah, you cannot find anything substantial, yeah, much less the world system itself. So, 即非世界, and that is why it is not world system. 是名世界, it is actually just named world system. But here I must perhaps do some writing. It's my pen. So let us try this. Let's see how it looks. Okay, it looks. So, the standard formula, we have something, let's call it X, and then phi X, yeah? Or maybe I should just use English here since we are using X. So, not X is, is in X. So, so in the earlier part, we have already gone through. My teacher explained that when you say something is not something, yeah. So it basically means that it's empty in nature. But if we I think much earlier, I kind of gave an explanation, maybe just recap a bit. What do we mean by 非世界? Yeah, 非世界. So one way we can just understand is, okay, my teacher say, when we say 非 something in the context of Dhamma Sutra, just means it's empty in nature. Okay, that's one way. Another way is, when we think of something like X or 世界, or world, okay? When we think of a world, unenlightened beings think of a world as being substantial, right? Yeah, being real, being substantial. So when the Buddha talked about a world, whether it's 1,000, 1 million, or 1 billion, it is not such a world. It is not the substantial, inherent world. It is not a tangible world that we're talking about. Yeah, it is all but labeled world. Maybe this can understand. Yeah. Also, because after a while, a lot of faith, then maybe I thought maybe go to recap a bit. Especially for some of you who just joined us. So, and that's why my teacher here says that the world system is all but dependent arising. It arises due to conditions. Yeah, and hence it is empty in nature. So, 自性空里没有世界可得, and within emptiness, yeah, you cannot find anything substantial, anything that is inherent. Yeah. So if you cannot find anything inherent, because emptiness, ma. Yeah. If it's emptiness, then you cannot be finding anything inherent. Then you cannot be finding any world that is inherent as well. So 所以既非世界, and hence it is not the world that you think. Yeah. 是名世界, it's just labeled world. So usually we think world equals to something, yeah, right? When we say mug or cup, what do you think of? You think of something like that, right? So now you're saying, actually the name itself and this, no. Yeah. But the moment someone say pass me a cup, we immediately look for a cup. You know, have you ever encountered? I don't know how relevant this is, but sometimes when I'm looking for something, when you're trying to find something, the fact that you have to find something means that something is somewhere and you don't know exactly know where it is. If you know exactly where it is, then you just go there and pick it up, right? So you don't know where is it. But in order to find it, you need to have an idea of what is it, right? Isn't it? Yeah. So like let's say I'm trying to look for my specs, okay? Or maybe I'm trying to look for a particular, let's say I want to cut something and I'm looking for a knife. But there are different knives in the house. Yeah, so I must first think of which knife I'm thinking of. Maybe it's the IKEA knife, so it's and it's green. Yeah, or maybe I'm thinking of the ceramic knife that some of the students gave. Yeah, and its handle is also green, but it's apple green. Or maybe I'm thinking about the other knife, the medium size, the small size one, which is silver or not silver. Stainless steel handle. Or maybe I'm thinking of another one which is a bit bigger. Or suppose place have so many knives. Because students keep giving me knives. Yeah. So before you find it, you have an idea of that knife. Yeah. So very quickly, you know. Yeah. The moment you think of something, you have an idea. Yeah. So when someone says something, pass me the knife, you immediately think of that thing. So what I found sometimes is I have an idea of how that thing is supposed to be. Then I go and look all over the house, it cannot find. Then until finally I give up. And do you find that when you give up, then suddenly the thing appears in front of you? I suspect, I don't know how accurate this is, but I suspect it's because when we are trying to look for something, we have an idea of what that thing is. But maybe that thing is not exactly how it looks like in real life. So we are looking for that thing that is in our mind, but not really seeing it, you know. Yeah, I experienced it before. I don't know. Forget it. Yeah, forget it. Then the moment I say forget it, then I sit down. Hey, it's on my desk right in front of me. And I realized that my idea of how it looks like is actually different from how it really is in real life. And I'm pretty sure I seen it while I was looking for it. But because it doesn't match my idea of how it is, I cannot see it. Somehow I don't see it. So now the Buddha is telling us, the whatever thing you think exists is just your concept. It's just a name. Yeah. It's different from what is outside. What is outside is just dependent arising and existence. It's not what we think is outside. That's why we get disappointed, because the thing outside doesn't match our expectation. That's why we get surprised, you know. So how you go? How so? Some more yearning. Oh, sorry, 四明世界道理与前面一样. So the principle is the same as before. So 何以 good? How is it so? 什么原因这个世界也是不可得呢? So what is the reason why the world system is also not substantial? So 若世界实有者，则是一和相. So this part a bit interesting. New term. A new term, 一和相. Let's take a look at how my teacher explained this. 一和相. So, 如果知道这个世界不是因缘有的，不是因缘有. If we are attached to this world as being not dependent arising, yeah, that its existence is not dependent on conditions to arise, yeah. To exist. Then what happened? 而是真实有自性的. And instead, it is truly existence. yeah, truly existing and has inherent nature. So, 若是这样，这个大千世界的一合相就不可破坏了. Yeah. So here, so then my teacher says, 若是这样, so if that's the case, 这个大千世界的一合相就不可破坏了. So then the yihexiang here should be referring to the perceived existence. So then the world system cannot be destroyed. Yeah. The world system cannot be destroyed. Yeah. So 那五浊二世这个有真实性. Then in that case, this world with its five this evil world, yeah, with the five trepidities, vicissitudes, or there are five problems with this world. And this world with its five obstacles or five difficulties, yeah, would have true existence. Yeah, would have true existence. Yeah, 就永久不会清净的. Then in that case, it will be perpetually defiled, tainted. Then it will never be purified. No? Then it will never be purified. So, 但事实上，弥勒菩萨成佛的时候， sorry. 但事实上, but in reality, what happened? 弥勒菩萨成佛的时候， 这里就变成七宝庄严的世界了。 When Maitreya Bodhisattva arise in this world and attain Buddhahood, at a point in time, this world of ours will become transformed. Yeah, will transform and be replete with all the seven treasures. Yeah, adorned with all the seven treasures. 为什么呢? Why is this the case? 那时候这个世界上都是有道德的人. At that point in time, this world are filled with the people in this world are all with virtues. Yeah. So 不像现在的世界恶人太多了. Not like the current world. Yeah. There are too many evil doers. Excuse me. Luckily, we are having the class in Zoom. Otherwise, you all will get sneezed by me. Is it true? Sometimes you will keep coming in and out. Let's see. Let's welcome Siwin. Welcome Siwin, keep coming in and out, in and out. Your internet connection a bit flaky.
Sorry, sir, for my Zoom hang.
Oh, your Zoom hang, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw the Zoom app flashed, so I thought,
I changed my laptop because my other laptop keep hanging.
Oh, the other laptop keep hanging. You mean the whole laptop hang or just Zoom hang?
I don't know. The laptop had to zoom. Yeah, it keep hanging.
Huh? The laptop what?
Zoom hang.
So Zoom hang, then you change the laptop.
It hang twice lah. So I don't want to.
That's like your house. The tap spoiled twice. Then you change your house. So what happened to your old laptop? You wanna give away or not? Our HBL program maybe can still use an old laptop.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
No. It's. My work laptop I'm using now.
Oh, I see.
I Yeah, don't want to delay. I check later.
Oh, okay. So my teacher over here, okay, let's get back to the text now. So let me finish this part first. So where is Mona? Okay, so so not like our current world system, a lot of bad people, a lot of evil people. So 所以佛法讲世界是这个痴末，以人为本。So, hang on. So that's why in the Buddha Dharma it says this world is like the branches. So 以人为本, yeah, it has human as the base, as the base. 世间的哲学说世界太广大，人很微小。So the worldly philosophy says the world is very broad, it's very huge. Yeah, human beings are very minuscule. So 实在人是根本，世界是痴末。So, but in Buddhism, the reality is humans are the basis. Yeah, 根本 is the foundation. Yeah, the world is the branches. So in other words, the world, Buddhist worldview is sentient, perhaps more correctly, perhaps we can say sentient beings. Yeah. My teacher here say ren shi genbon. Yeah, but maybe we can say the sentient beings is the basis. Yeah, it's the basis. So whereas the world is an expression of our karma. So 世界是枝末，然后 is the branches。所以，因为这个世界是众生的心所变现啊，所以以心为本。Yeah, so because this world is manifested, from through the sentient being's mind. So we have the mind as the basis. So 如来说，一合相则非一合相，是名一合相。So what does this mean? 佛说三千大千世界总合起来的这个相貌啊，说的 whole complete thing 啊，说的一合相 that something exists due to a lot of conditions. So that's the something that exists. That's the 一合相啊maybe we can say the aggregated form, aggregated feature. So but Buddha says that the billion world systems combined together, this feature. So when we perceive, let's say we think of, okay, the billion world system, and when we think of that, it seems like one whole thing, but actually is what? 是因缘有, is actually existing due to conditions. 就是自性空. So in other words, it is empty in nature, or it's empty in nature. 自性空，所以非一合相。So because it's empty in nature, and that's why it's not one whole thing. It appears that it's one whole thing, but actually it's not one whole thing. 因缘有，所以假名为一合相。So it's dependent on conditions to exist, and so it's only artificially named as a whole world system of billion world system. 不是真实的, it's not truly existing. So for example, you open your eyes, you see Sifu. Yeah. Oh no, I was going to say in the morning you open your eyes. Morning you open your eyes, you shouldn't see Sifu. You should see your ceiling. Yeah, I assume you sleep lying down. Yeah, or maybe you sleep lying to the side, so you should see the wall. Yeah, or something like, or maybe your partner. Okay. So when you wake up in the morning, do you see your partner? Do you see your bed? Or when you go to the toilet, do you see yourself inside the mirror? Appears like it's you, right? But using science, we can also understand. Actually, there are so many molecules, right? But the moment we open our eyes, we see, hey, me. Yeah, the moment we go to the toilet, hey, we feel quite happy. Do you feel happy when you see yourself in the mirror? Feel happy or not? Know, Chela, from this response, looks like you are not too happy. Why not happy? Why are you not happy to see yourself? You all don't like yourself, is it? Anyway, stuck in samsara. So better be happy with yourself. Yeah. If you are not happy with yourself, don't like, then work harder, get liberated. Yeah, so if you imagine the billion world system, yeah, consider billion world system a bit hard to imagine, huh? So you just look at yourself. Yeah. But when you look at yourself, it feels like one whole solid thing. Yeah, like as though there's a one entity, yourself. But when you use science, you use logic, you think about it, actually a lot of different parts put together. Including non-human parts, like water. Water, is it human? Not human. But we need to keep on replenishing the water. Replenish the water. Do you all replenish the water? Like your face maybe feels dry, then you drink water. Next time, don't drink, just apply water on the surface. Just apply water. Apply. In one of the Heart Sutra class in the past, I asked the students, you think about it, the food that you eat is not human. But after eating, it becomes part of you. So at which point is it you? Can you say at which point has it become you? And then at which point does it stop being you? It's actually very tricky. So, "须菩提，一和尚者，则是不可说；但凡夫之人，贪着其事." Yeah. So the final phenomena actually cannot be described. Yeah, cannot use words to go and describe it. But we are attached to this. We have craving for this. 世界总和的这个相，则不可说它有真实性。Yeah. You cannot use words to describe and say that, oh, it has true existence. Yeah. 不可说它有真实性. Yeah. Whatever that is the final, the aggregated phenomena, you cannot say that it has any true existence. 但是凡夫之人执着是有真实性。But unenlightened beings, we are attached to that there is some reality there, yeah, true existence. So what if you have this kind of idea, yeah, this kind of thinking? So if you have this kind of thinking, then what happened? So you have 很多的苦恼。Yeah, then you have a lot of trouble, yeah, a lot of suffering, a lot of vexation. So 若想远离一切的忧苦, if you want to be free from all the different types of sorrow and suffering, 就要观察一切事情都是因缘有自性空. Now then you should then you 就要, then you must, yeah, you must observe all things, all things to be dependent, arising, existent. Yeah, that they are anti in nature. And what happened? 在自性空里, 在自性空这里没有忧苦. Within emptiness itself, no sorrow and no suffering. You have suffering? Have suffering or not? Yeah, right. Yes. Have suffering. Yeah. Especially if you are in Xiaobusa. So those of you who are not in Xiaobusa should have less suffering. May have suffering or not? See, she smile. Don't let her see. Have suffering in Xiaobusa or not? Don't have. Well, she really don't have. Yeah. How about Xiu Yin? Have suffering in Xiaobusa or not? Little bit. Yeah. How come I have little bit? How come not a lot?
Happily suffering.
Happily suffering. There's a psychology term for it. It's called masochistic. Actually, we're very fortunate to be born in Singapore. A lot of our troubles, our unhappiness, is just our way of thinking. A lot of it. Of course, there are those who are suffering because of illnesses. You think about it. Most people will agree that we cannot say that there's no suffering in Singapore, Sifu. We may say that there's suffering. Like, for example, maybe we have an accident, or maybe we have like cancer and then we pass away, right? But if you think about it, the fact that that itself is suffering is often because without the cancer, our life is actually quite okay, isn't it? Yeah, you think about it, other than sickness, in Singapore, most of our life is relatively okay. Now, of course, after this class, the live stream is saved as a video. There'll be those who watch it and say, "Huh, how can this monk say that? In Singapore, there are a lot of people who are poor and so on." Yes, of course. Yeah. Don't be mistaken. Sifu also gone through. Actually, I was going to say that Sifu also gone through. In the past, much younger. Not so. Like maybe quite poor, but actually I think about it. Actually, I never felt poor. I've never felt poor before. Yeah, not because my parents are rich, but because they never. I don't know whether is it because they never let us suffer over the poverty. Yeah, or. But if you consider objectively, right, like in the 90s, people were crazy about the laser disc, remember? Then, every other family have karaoke. At least my uncle's side, everybody installed karaoke. Then even my family, my friend's house, everybody have karaoke, have this and that. Our family don't have. But we are pretty happy as it is. Yeah, so other than physical illness, because to me physical illness is something that it's not about your discrimination. Yeah, if you have pain, you have pain. Learning Dharma, meditation can help you deal with the pain, but the pain is still there. It may not affect you so much, but there's still the pain. But there are many other suffering that people have. It's actually really our own mind made. Yeah. And one of the major ones, especially in a country like Singapore, is discontentment. Yeah. And again, this is not popular to say, okay? This is not something popular. Because who want to admit that they are not contented? Right? Everybody think that I'm pursuing this is normal. Everybody is pursuing. But just because everybody is pursuing doesn't mean that you're not, doesn't mean that you're contented. It could mean that everybody is discontented. You know? Yeah. One of the things I observe, yeah, in Singaporeans, yeah, we have discontentment. So we suffer a lot because of that. So if you were to contemplate, yeah, we cannot see it. So here my teacher says you must observe. But to observe, not so easy. Yeah. Maybe we can contemplate. We can go and think about it. Yeah. Are things due to conditions? Okay, when you think about it, yes. We may not be able to directly observe it. Yeah, but at least we can think about it, make sense. And if it's dependent on conditions, then it's empty in nature. So if we can do this over time, then maybe it can help us to have more contentment. Yeah. Have more contentment. We think, oh, I want to have that. Ask yourself, so what are the conditions for this? And then ask yourself, by having this, what purpose does it serve? Yeah. Or if I have this, then I can have happiness. Then you can contemplate on your happiness. Yeah. So what conditions is required for your happiness? Because when we say, oh, if I have this, yeah, like if we say, if I have this, then I can be happy. Right? Let's say it's a human or it's a thing. And we think, I can have this, then I can be happy. Then you ask yourself, so does it mean that happiness is inherent in this thing, in this person? If it is, then working so hard to pursue this person, to pursue this thing, is worthwhile. If it's inherent, that means it can really give you happiness, true happiness. Yeah. But is happiness inherent in anything? Can you inherently find happiness in something? Unfortunately, cannot, due to conditions. Yeah. But then maybe we may relate to our pursuits differently. Doesn't mean that we stop all pursuits altogether, but it means that we may then calibrate our effort to be to consume it, to be more relevant to how much happiness it truly gives us. It gives us dependent arising happiness, so we should only give it dependent arising effort. You put in unlimited effort to get something that is limited. That doesn't make sense. Because otherwise we learn emptiness, 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 so what? Yeah. Of course, Sufu, I want to attain arahant. Yes, okay, then very good. Continue. Yeah. But in the meantime, I think most of us, any of you, next Wednesday, ready to be arahant? Probably not. Yeah. So we still want our little things in our life. So we must ask ourselves, yeah, what is the purpose? What does it give us? Yeah. So, 无我意. The next section. 须菩提, 若人言, 佛说, 我见人见, 众生见, 受者见. 须菩提, 于银河, 世人解我, 说, 解我, 所说义不, 世人解我, 所, 世人解我, 所说义不, 不也, 世尊, 世人不解, 如来所说义, 何以故? 世尊说, 我见人见, 众生见, 受者见, 既非, 我见人见, 众生见, 受者见, 是名, 我见人见, 众生见, 受者见. So up to here, it even talk about the four types of expression of the self. Even that itself is also the four different views of the self. It's also what? It's also empty nature. So 这是第四段, 说无我意, so this fourth section is talking about no self, the meaning of no self. 只佛来到这个世界, 为我们说无我的道理. Yeah, so it indicate, it point to how the Buddha come to this world arise in this world to tell us about the principle of no self. 须菩提，若人言, so the Buddha addressed Venerable Shubhuti. Shubhuti, 若人言, if a person should say, 希望佛说我见人见众生见受者见, then the Buddha says the view of a self, view of a person, view of a sentient being, view of a person who with lifespan. Yeah. So, 须菩提，语意云何? So, 须菩提, what do you think? 世人皆我所说亦不. So, does this person, what do you think? Does this person understand the meaning of what I've said? So, 见就是 有很坚定的思想. So, what is view? So, here, the word view. So it means that you have opinions, you have some way of thinking, that is very firm, very determined. I've explained this in other classes before. For something to qualify as view, you must really be very serious about it. So it's not just an opinion. Opinion, anybody can have opinion, yeah. But view in Buddhism is not just, and what is your point of view? No, not just that. But it is where if you hold on to your point of view, your opinion, your way of thinking, very strongly, yeah, very, very strongly. To what extent? To the extent where you will not change. So, actually, in our day-to-day life, do we see this? Actually, sometimes we see. That's how people quarrel. Your point of view and my point of view, different. Then, if one of you change, okay, no problem. why must I change? Why every time I must change? Don't want to change. I'm not happy. Quarrel. So, but usually, at most, we quarrel. Yeah. Is it enough to kill each other? Not enough. Yeah. So maybe just strong view, but not up to the point of view. Yeah. Or we can say that if you have a certain point of view or opinion to the point where it changes the way you live. Can you all understand that? It means it's not just an idea to you. It's enough to change the way you live your life. So, for example, we talk about, sometimes we say, oh, this person is so materialistic. Yeah. Actually, the word materialistic is also used in philosophy. And it refers to the view that this world only consists of material things. Yeah. In English, it is, or in Chinese, it's called 唯物主义. 唯物主义, materialism. Yeah. So, but in modern times, it's often linked to consumerism. Yeah. It's often linked to that, to mean that someone is, always indulging in material things. But the basis is, if you think that this world is all but material things, then it means that after you die, there's nothing else. So it's also linked to nihilistic view. And if you, a person may say, yeah, I subscribe to the materialist view, but maybe you don't live your life that way. Maybe you are still thinking, next life, how you want it to be. If you think that there's next life, that means then you are not truly materialist. Yeah. So only if you think in that way, to the point where you really believe that after this life is over, nothing else. Yeah. And it shapes the way you make your decisions. Yeah. The way you make your decisions. Where you really think, well, after I die, nothing else to worry about. So you may live a certain way. It doesn't mean that you'll definitely live in an evil way. But but tendency is it tend to be hedonistic, yeah, just indulging in the senses, yeah, or tendency. I don't say that it's definitely, because I've met some people before, they say, I don't have evidence that there's future life. But as a result, I want to live my life to the best I can. Yeah. If this is the only chance that I have in this world, I want to leave a mark where people will remember that this person existed before, and this person's existence made a difference in my life. Yeah, in a positive way. Yeah. So I find that it's interesting. Yeah, because whether in philosophy, philosophy itself, I think throughout history, tendency is those who think in a materialist way, yeah, or nihilistic way, tend to be somewhat frowned upon. Yeah, in Buddhism, in the suttas, there's many texts where it talks about how those with nihilistic view, yeah, then it's a wrong view, it's an evil view, because then you basically then you there's nothing to stop you from doing evil, yeah. But it is the evil part that is the problem, yeah. And of course, there's also the part which is that it is a wrong view because it doesn't conform with reality, yeah, based on what the Buddha has seen. But nowadays, if I were to meet someone and they say, I think there's only one life, I'm not so bothered with trying to get them to think in this way or that way. Rather, I ask them, okay, so if you think that there's only one life, how does that affect your decisions in life? To me, that's more crucial. Yeah. Because there are also those who think that there are multiple lives. And then as a result, they're like, well, anyway, that's next life. I try again on. Yeah. Who knows, right? Maybe I have been practicing for many lives. This life, I just enjoy myself. Next life, okay? Sifu, next life, you help me, okay? Those who want to practice, they can think about 101 reasons. Yeah. So, 假设有人说, so now, if there's someone who say this, say what? 佛主张一切众生都是由我. Now, if someone says that the Buddha proposes that all sentient beings has an I. Yeah. Okay. The Buddha didn't say that. But if now someone says that the Buddha proposes that there is that sentient beings all have an I. 说一切众生有我见, yeah, that all sentient beings have the view of an eye, yeah, 人见众生见受者见, yeah, have the view of a self, view of an eye, view of a person, view of sentient being, view of a being with lifespan. Yeah. So, 须菩提，是人解我所说意不？ 是我所说意吗？ So, 须菩提。 Does this person understand what the meaning that I have said? Yeah. 不也，世尊，世人不解如来所说意。 Yeah. 不，世尊。 Yeah, no. This is actually 世尊 is a world honored one. Yeah. So Buddha, no. This person do not understand the meaning. Yeah. Doesn't understand the principle. Yeah. 他不明白这个道理。何以故？ 佛说我见人见众生见受者见，既非我见人见众生见受者见。 Yeah. So 佛是说众生执着有我。 So here is the explanation. So how is it so? So the Buddha says that sentient beings is attached to a self. Yeah. It's attached thinking that there is a self. Yeah. Okay. So 而不是佛主张有我. It's not that the Buddha is proposing that there is a self. The Buddha is saying sentient beings have this attachment to a self. There's this view that there's a self. Not that the Buddha is saying there's a self. So, 所以佛说众生有我见. And that's why the Buddha says that sentient beings have the view of a self. 那就。